And now it's time for a Tiny Desert Concert. That's when Arizona musicians play a couple of songs for us and talk a bit about the music. Calexico is one of the most notable bands to come from Arizona, and one that for many is synonymous with the Southwest. Its music is sometimes called desert noir and blends styles like Americana and folk with cumbia and mariachi, making Calexico's music a reflection of the cultural milieu of the borderlands. In just over two decades, the Tucson-based band has found a unique place as a group that makes music that is simultaneously personal and political. The lyrics on Calexico's latest album, The Thread That Keeps Us, are a post-2016 election reflection explored through individual stories. I spoke with Calexico's front person, Joey Burns, who came up to Phoenix alongside bandmate Sergio Mendoza. And we started by talking about how the politics of our region affect his music and the stories that he tells through it.
As a musician, I'm more about being open. I'm open to other kinds of music, other kinds of language, other kinds of culture, regardless of, you know, borders or walls or differences or definitions even. So as a band, then when we started touring and we brought with us some members of a mariachi band from Tucson, Mariachi Luz de Luna, and when we came back to Arizona and we played a show at Nita's Hideaway with our friend Charlie Levy, I didn't realize just how symbolic the gesture was, because I was leading from my heart, which is, you know, a musical thing. But somebody from the Arizona Republic had commented on, gosh, if only our politicians could be as open-minded, maybe we would get a lot more things done and maybe we could move forward and come together. So I think that regardless of, you know, the current state of politics or what have you, you know, I think that it only makes me feel that much better about what I'm doing, and that I probably shouldn't leave Arizona at this time. I probably should stay here and continue to be a source of positive influence, if that's even possible.
All right, Jody, why don't you play us a song?
Okay, now Sergio Mendoza and I are going to play a song called Under the Wheels.
they stayed. Wanted to hear what you had to say, but there was too much talking in their ways. Find me some peace in my poor heart, a break in the tide when the fighting starts. Powers down and the town goes down, when words fail, we scatter.
If you're just joining us, that was Under the Wheels from Joey Burns and Sergio Mendoza of Calexico. So Joey, it doesn't sound like you meant to be overtly political on this album, but there are some stories that definitely bring up those images. I want to talk about the title of the album, The Thread That Keeps Us. Are you looking for connection in a society that feels really divided?
Yeah, I think that we are always looking for connection. And in regards to, you know, whether or not things are political or not, I think that politics and society and all these issues, environmental as well, they're all just around us. They surround us. You can't escape it. And as much as we like to live under our rock here in Arizona, especially in the summertime, you can't escape it. It is all around us. And that's what makes us who we are. And I think we're also asking, who are we? You know, what makes this place so special? You know, Arizona, or even the United States. And we can't take it for granted.
So let's talk about the ways in which that sort of manifests in your music. A lot of people would say you sound like the desert in a way. Like there's this sort of dusty kind of open quality to it. How do you make that happen? Like is that conscious in any way, this effort to sort of sound like the landscape you're from?
No, not really. I think maybe some of that is the fact that there are instrumentals, and then, of course, it feels sort of like a soundtrack. But, you know, also the instrumentation we've chosen over the years and we've kind of stuck to for the most part, or, you know, some of the old Western shirts that we've kept around in our closets, they kind of connect us to this tradition. And it is a tradition. There is sort of an identity of the Southwest. There's a literary, there's an artistic, there's a cultural, there's a lot of really interesting things that come from this area. And of course, most importantly, you have the environment, which is truly amazing. But maybe there being space in the music, that could be a factor, but not really. I think it's just maybe a certain way we approach the music. And the drummer of our band, John Convertino, really is quite talented as a drummer. And his using brushes in a way in which he does gives sort of a dusty feel, I think, on some songs. Or, maybe the fact that there are combinations of things in the music, the approach, the aesthetics, the approach in which we kind of bring sounds and production together, maybe it's evocative. But it's nothing that I'm really counting on or thinking about or even planning. I'm just trying to write a good song.
All right, Joey, why don't you take us out on a song?
Okay, we're going to conclude our beautiful session here with the song The Town and Miss Lorraine.
Joey Burns of the Tucson-based band Calexico playing for us in the Reading Room at Valley Bar. You can see them tomorrow night at the Van Buren in Phoenix. You can also see a video of his performance and of other Tiny Desert concerts at kjzz.org/tinydesertconcert. If you're in a band or you know of one that you'd like to hear on KJZZ, send us a note at the show@kjzz.org. She has a